So we're going to learn the Sfas Emes on the year Tuf Reish Lamed Tes. B'medrash. V'achar Ori, after my skin cleaves to my bones because I've lost all my muscle mass and all of my flesh is withering, Eov says. Nikvuzos. Then my bones also are being shattered. And yet, umibusari echaze eloka. And yet, with all of that which I have lost, in spite of that, I still have a vision and I still keep the faith. And I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachameinu Adoresh Achar Oiri to mean the skin of the orla, the foreskin. Nikvuzos means that other people, astounded by that accomplishment, came to recognize the greatness of the God of Avraham and joined Avraham Avinu. Umibisari, and because of what I did to my flesh, by diminishing my basar, by doing the mila, mibsari, from what I did to cut myself and diminish myself, echaze eleka. That causes me to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to know Him. Dichsiv, excuse me, before Dichsiv, the Sfas Emes quotes the Medrash, Mehechan Hoya Nigla Eli. If not for the Mila, for what reason would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have allowed me to be with Him and to see Him and to understand Him? In other words, it's because of the Mila that He was able to say, I'm so close to and I'm able to see and understand Ribbono Shel Olam. Because Hashem said, Dichsiv Hishalech Lefanai Veheyei Samim, which means that by becoming a Tamim, Al Yidei HaMila, by becoming a completed person through doing the Mila, that's how you will be Lefanai. Hishalech Lefanai, how will you be? When will you be Lefanai? Veheyei Samim. When you will be complete. And the completion of the man will happen when he has his Mila. Afkihu mechaser haguf al yidei hamila. Even though, in fact, physically, Mila means the removal of part of the body. Permanently. Taking away a piece of the basar, a piece of the or. Achare oiri. Mikol makom hu ikur hashlemus. That's how we become whole people. That's how we become mushlam. That's how we become complete, as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam understands it, as we need to understand it. Ki bevadai, ha'adam tzarech liyos nitken b'chol ha'koyma shaloi. A person needs to be changing his entire body and dedicating his entire body so that every fiber of his physical being bespeaks the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he means when he says, Tzorech liyos nitken b'chol ha'koyma shaloi, from head to toe. Everything is supposed to be perfected to such an extent that a person would look godly, and everything he does and says bespeaks the message of the Ribbono Shel Olam, talks about and expresses the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how godly every fiber of the person's being should be. Kimay Shekasuf, B'tzelem Elokim Asa Ha'adam. Torah says it literally. Man is in Tzelem Elokim, which means a man can perfect and is charged with perfecting every aspect of his being. So you look at a man and you see godliness, because he is made B'tzelem Elokim. V'ha'avais Kein Hayu. And the Avais indeed were. And that's why they are called Merkava Mamish Lahabayir Yisbarach. Medrash in Bereishis Rabba says, Ha'avais Hein HaMerkava. So the Merkava, which is the vision, so to speak, of the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence in the universe, as Yechezkel HaNavi saw it, the Avais were that vision. The others, when you looked at them, you saw Elikus. They were the means through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was carried into this world. That's how holy they were, and how holy they appeared, and how obviously godly they were.
That's Bereishis Rabbah.
That's Bereishis Rabbah. Ach ein kol adam zeicher lezeh. But most people are not zeicher to that. V'nasan Hashem Yisbarach b'matano levnei Yisrael. So short of being entirely the Merkava, meaning the means of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu known and seen and felt in this world through all of our bodies and through our entire being, short of that, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana. Mila is a part of the body through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holiness will be known and seen and felt. So that there will be, at the very least, so that there is a part of us that's Kadosh Lashem, a physical part of the body upon which a mitzvah has been done, that's now Kadosh through that mitzvah. And therefore, by the very fact that we diminish our physicality, we diminish ourselves physically and remove part of our physical selves forever, we therefore are zoicha, we then earn this distinction of having this tremendous enlightenment, this tremendous ha'ora, the tremendous presence of the mitzvah in our bodies, and all of that which that reminds us of, and all of that which that represents, ha'myuchedes l'makom hazeh, which is miyuchad to that specific part of the body. And now he goes into explaining a little bit about why that part of the body. And he says a tremendous idea. On Avram Avinu, who was Yosef Pesach HaOyel, the presence of those words right after his bris milah is not accidental. Says the Sfasemes, V'nikra Pesach HaOyel. That's Pesach HaOyel because the gateway to Tzidkis and Kedusha is the milah. Because the Pesach says, Tzadik Yesoid Oylam. Yesoid means foundation. Foundation means what you build upon. How do you build the human race? You build the human race by having children. By partnering with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in having children. And we do that in Kedusha, in holiness. And that's what the Mila represents. It represents Yesoid. Tzadik is called Yesoid Olam. And the Pesach says, V'nemar Olav, it says about this mitzvah, Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavoy Yavoy. This mitzvah is described in the pasuk of Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavoy Yavoy. This is quoting from the Zohar. He's quoting the Zohar at this time. Where the Zohar says, because it says Tzadik Yisod Olam, and it says about Tzadikim Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavoy Yavoy. That Shar is the Pesach HaOyel that Yoishev. That's where he was. Avram Avinu was Yeshiv Pesach HaOyel. He now was at the entrance to that kind of a life of a tzaddik, and he had entered through the Pesach HaOyel, which is the milah. Because by doing a bris milah, we are beginning to say our bodies, our physical bodies, are able to become kadosh. How? By diminishing them. By not emphasizing them. By de-emphasizing the physical body. And
but that's the way they used to make a shavua also.
Sure. Sure. But because that's something that's real, and it's something that represents mitzvah. It represents the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it would be near where they would place the hand when taking a shavua nikitas chayfetz. Sure. They did not have yet a sefer Torah. But they had that mitzvah.
Pesach HaOyel means...
No. The Torah describes where Avram was right after the Milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Malachim to be with him
right.
and inform him that he's going to have Yitzchak.
Right.
And it says that he was Yoshev Pesach HaOil.
So
it doesn't just mean he was outside waiting to see if there are wayfarers. It's all, the Sfasemis is Derish Pesach HaOil means that he was at the opening of the Shar for Tzadikim.
Ah.
And he was there at the opening that is the opening for Tzadikim, and he had got there through having done the Milah. Because that's the Shar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavoyu Voy. And why? Because that's Midas Yisoid. Tzadik Yisoid Olam. The perfection of the Guf, and the perfection of specifically that Mokim. Mokim Hazeh. Ubezeh Niskayim. This also is the fulfillment of what it says in Mishlei, Matan Odom Yarchiv Loi. The Pasuk says, Matan Odom Yarchiv Loi, V'lifnei G'doylim Yanchenu. The Pasuk continues. If you have to give up something in order to gain a place by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like you would give up something, Kvayochel, in order to find favor by a Melech, Basar V'dam. You give up something, and you earn a place, Lifnei G'doylim Yanchenu, you earn a place in the presence of the most powerful and the most important individual, Kvayochel, in the case of Melech Basav Adam. So that's what we do. We give up of our flesh in the mitzvah of Milah, and give up all that the flesh represents, and we gain a place, Lifnei Hashem, Zehar Shar, La Hashem, Tzadikim Yavoy Yavoy. Matan Odom Yarchiv Loi, it makes and everything happen for the person. It opens up the vista of possibilities of being Lifnei Hashem. Ukfi Masha Odom Machaser Gufay L'Chvayit HaBayir Yisbarach, commensurate with how much a person sets aside his guf and is not interested in the guf, which is all expressed by that which is done in Mila, that's what the Mila represents. The more you give up of your guf for the sake of Kvayda Yisbarach, Nigla Sham Sheresh HaNeshama Meruach Tahara. That is going to cause revelation of the holy Neshama of the person instead of the guf, and how much of that has its source from Meruach Tahara, from purity. Even though that is the part of the body that you would think is the most physical. It represents some of the most powerful desires and Yetzer Hara of the flesh. And the representation of giving up the guf is to take part of that body off and give up and be machase the guf L'chvayda Yisbarach, for the sake of honoring the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Nigla Sham, that causes revelation of the Sheirish of the Neshama of the Holy Yid, Miruach Tahar. But it's not only in the Mila. In every instance and in all aspects of life, the more we are Mechaseh the Guf, the more we put down, or I should say, de-emphasize the physical, the bodily life, the more you are revealing the holiness of your spiritual aspect and its purity. Zehu Shekosuv, and that's the drosha that Bereshis Rabbah is derish on the pasuk in Iyov. Achar oiri, acharei oiri. After that which is my outside gashmis. Achar hasaras halavush hagashmi. It doesn't just mean the skin. It doesn't even only mean the or of the mila. It means all the outside of me.
Klipa.
The klipas and just the outside of me, the physical outside of my being, the physical aspect of my being. Achari oiri. When I give up that, so after that, mibsari echazeleka. I'm able to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kevin shezeich HaKadosh Yisrael l'ha'aras nekuda achas misherish elyon bozeh. When a person is this way able to connect to the Rabbeinu Shleilim through this one part of the body that he used to make a mitzvah, by this one part of the body that he used to diminish his guf. And through this, he becomes connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Nikra Tamim. Now that he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way, so once you're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're plugged in. And once you're plugged in, all of you, physically, spiritually, once you're plugged in through doing that mitzvah, so then the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. You're plugged in. If you're plugged in, you're turned on. That's Tamim. You are now whole. You are completely the Yid that you're supposed to be. You're achieving this Tmimus. You're becoming close to that Tamim Tiyim Hashem Elokecha. Kiperish HaShlemus Hu Ha'ore El Yoinon. After all, there's no such thing as real perfection. So what is it? Ha'ore El Yoinon. It means a certain enlightenment. It means a certain excitement of every fiber of your being, that all of you is attached and enlivened in your Yiddishkeit, enlivened every moment of your life in your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's an enlightenment, and it's being enlivened by being attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it spreads, it becomes an entirely definitive characteristic of your being. It's the entire person. Because once you're connected, every part of you is connected. And the Mila is that point of connection where, because you've diminished the guf and you've used that mitzvah to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Sheirish Elyon, to the great source, so your entire being is changed and transformed and uplifted. Kiperish HaShleimus Hu, the idea of Shleimus is Ha'ara Elyona. Having, being lifted up to something higher, to something great, being attached to the greatness in every aspect of who and what you are, you have some greatness to which you are attached. And you recognize it, and you sense it. You are derheuben, in Yiddish there's an expression. Yeah. A derheuben a mensch. Which means you're a person who's lifted up, your whole being is lifted up, because you are of a godly nature. And you know it, and you sense it, and you feel it, and you act it accordingly, with that energy, that ha'ara elyonu, with that higher holy energy. Shasham b'chol nekuda yesh hakol. Because once you have a nekuda that is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh hakol. So through that nekuda, you have your entire being that's attached to that nekuda, dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Because once you have a piece that's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're attached to it, so everything is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And your whole chiyus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your whole chiyus is known and seen and obvious to you to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your whole goal, your whole way of thinking, your whole dynamic in life is, I am attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You speak that way, you act that way, you talk that way, you eat that way, you sleep that way. And the beginning of that process is with the Mila. Now we'll go to the next piece. We'll skip the end of this paragraph, and we'll do a part of the next piece. Birashi, toward the end of the parasha, he says, Avraham Avinu says, Shulachem poyim hachamor v'anir v'anar nelcha adkai. Nelcha adkai, meaning we're going to go. Adkoy. Now, it's a strange way of saying where it is exactly that they're going. So Adkoy means in such a way, Chazal HaDerish, Adkoy means Hechon Ma Sha'amar Koy Yizarach. Chazal HaDerish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, look, can you count the stars? They are so multitudinous, there are so many Koy Yizarach. So now he is asked to sacrifice his child, to sacrifice Yitzchak. So the obvious question is, how can you say Koy Yezaracha when you're telling me to bring him up Haleu Sham La'ayla? And this is the encapsulation of the Nisayon that Avraham Avinu was going through. Chazal, Rashi quotes the Medrash Agada, Era Heichon Humash Amali Hamakim Koyi Zaracha. I'll have to see what exactly Hashem means when he said Koyi Zaracha, if he wants me to bring Yitzchak as an Oyla. But I will bring him. Ha'inyan hu, Alpimashe Kesavnu B'makam Acher, as we've said earlier in Tafresh Lamedalit, he explained, Ki Ikun Nisayin Ha'akeda, the Ikun Nisayin of the Keda, it was not just that he has to sacrifice his child. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, you do it. But the Nisayin was, Mashayada Avram Avinu Alav Shalom Ki Asidin B'nei Yisrael La'amayid Mimenu. The whole nation is supposed to be born. The nation that's going to serve the Rabbi Nishalem. The nation that's the Hoptzach. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man is Bishvil Yisrael. Yisrael is going to come from Avram Avinu's children. So what's going to happen to your world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's going to happen? You're not going to have your children. What happened to your whole reason for creating the world? You created a world for Am Yisrael to serve you, to manifest your holiness in this nation. It's supposed to come from my children. Now my child will be sacrificed. Where will come, from whence will come Am Yisrael? Sheyada Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu knew, Ki Asidin Bnei Yisrael, Lamed Mimenu, K'ma Shekosuv, Ve'ezcha L'goy Gadol. V'alzeh Hayim Etzapek Kol Yomov. This is what he's looking forward to his whole life. This is what he is thinking about. He's not thinking just, I, my child. Avraham Avinu was so much bigger than that. He's thinking, but what will be with your plan that there be a Klal Yisrael? That there be a people in this world that are proper and that make the entire world worth your having created it? This is what he's looking forward to his whole life. Founding the nation for Hashem's sake. Va'ata halach l'shchait b'nai. V'zeh simin gadol l'hanem on l'yaitzrei. This is the simin gadol. This is the way to look at a Jew and understand when is the person a ne'mon, trustworthy to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'yayz zahir, when he's careful and conscientious. B'mitzvah kala kibachamura. Small mitzvah, big mitzvah, great mitzvah, it doesn't matter. It's the Ritzayin HaBayre. Ma'acha Shekein Ritzayin HaYizbarach. And that's the Nisayin. The Nisayin for Amar Ramina was, I want something great for your sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the big picture, the masses of you, of Eden, Koye Zaracha, who will all serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I want. You are telling me, do this mitzvah now and bring Yitzchak as an oila. I have to set aside what I think and what I want and do dedicatedly what it is that you want. Im ki l'chol z'chiyos v'avoydos kol zeri Yisrael, even though all the schus and all the avoida of the millions, hundreds of millions of Yidden through the generations, who davar she'ein lo seif v'tachlis, immeasurable, what the accomplishment of Am Yisrael is supposed to be and will be. And yet I have to set it all aside to do what you, Hashem, want me to do now, which is v'ha'aleyu sham la'ayla. U'mikol makam nosen hakol b'avur l'kayim mitzvah achas b'shaita. Avraham Avinu sets aside the future, the entire gamut of accomplishments which would be Am Yisrael, which was all of which Avraham Avinu was a part of and hoping to be a foundation of. He sets it all aside and says, okay, this is what Hashem wants now. I'll do this now. What will be with the great plan which I was supposed to be a part of? I don't know. I'll do this mitzvah now. That was the entire Nisayon. Not just, you know, the personal bringing his child. But
The master plan.
He's still Yishmael. He always wanted that Yishmael should be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told him that he will also be a great nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and when he told him to sacrifice Yitzchak, he said, Es bincha, es yichidcha, asher ahavtav. So the kasha still remains, but you were going to build a nation from the Zera Kodesh, from Sora's Yitzchak, what? This is what Hashem wants of me now. I dedicate myself totally to this mitzvah now as Hashem asks me to. This was a tikkun, therefore, for everything else that all of Am Yisrael is going to do. You have to understand, the Sfasemis is teaching us that basically Avraham Avinu says, I have on one side of the scale all the Yidden of all the generations to come and all the Maisim and Mitzvahs and all the accomplishments of the Jewish nation for eternity on one side, and sacrificing my son and doing that mitzvah on the other. And by doing this mitzvah of Ha'aleu Sham La'ayla, I am causing all of that which you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want, I'm causing all of it to now have a tikkun. Because they are now on the same scale, one with the other. And by my doing what you want, which ultimately was L'Ha'aleu, but not L'Shachteu, to bring him up and not to Shachtim, by doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and it equals all of that which is on the other side, which is everything that Klal Yisrael is ever going to accomplish, so that everything that Klal Yisrael is going to accomplish is now on the scale with Avraham Avinu's act. And one reflects on the other. And therefore it's a tikkun for everything that is going to come in the future, for everything that Klal Yisrael is going to do. Ad soif kol adayros. Zehu shekosu v'nelcha ad koi. That's why the pasuk says v'nelcha ad koi, and Chazal say dichsiv koi yezaracha. Koi yezaracha, meaning Am Yisrael is going to serve you this way. All the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that Klal Yisrael will do, they're going to learn from what I'm doing now with Yitzchak. And just as what I've learned is to set aside what I think and what I hope and what I dream, but rather just do the Ritzayin HaBayre, L'kayim Mitzvah Achas B'Shaita. That's going to be the way Am Yisrael is going to be disposed to do the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every Yid, for every mitzvah, for all time, for all time to come. That's what he means when he says, Koi Yezaracha. That the Koi of how Avraham Avinu does the Akeda, Koi Yezaracha. V'nelcha ad Koi, meaning we're going to accomplish something which is going to impact and reflect from what I'm doing to what Klal Yisrael will do for the generations to come, for the thousands and thousands of years to come. Koi Yezaracha. Klal Yisrael is going to become capable of accomplishing that which was accomplished at the Akedah. Not only when they are, Chas V'Shalom, forced to give up everything, Al Kiddush Hashem, but the whole idea of dedication and devotion, the way Avraham Avinu dedicated and devoted himself to that mitzvah, was made possible that moment. And that's Koi Yezaracha. Your children were going to, they're going to do the same. They're going to be like you. That's V'nelcha Ad Koi. We're going to accomplish through this act, through the perfection of complete dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koi Yezaracha. The Zera Kodesh of Klal Yisrael will also follow in those footsteps and do likewise. Perish Bnei Yisrael, Yitaknu B'chinas Malchusi Yisbarach. Bnei Yisrael will do like Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's a melech. I'm doing it. She'enu Nikim Ba'olam Hazeh. We otherwise, you don't see this kind of disposition to do the will of the divine in this world. Am Yisrael teaches this to all of mankind. Then he mentions Zeh Hefresh Amru Chacham. That's the difference between Zeh Hadavar versus Koyamar Hashem. Koyamar Hashem is his galus ha'ara mitoch ha'choshech. That's why the Nevi'im all said Koyamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu also said Zeh Hadavar. But all the Nevi'im said, Koyamar Hashem, which is the Hizgalus Ha'ara Mitoch HaChoshech. The presence of the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in what otherwise is a very dark world, a dark, uninformed world, in which the presence of and the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't known, isn't felt, is virtually, but not actually, absent. By doing this act, he is going to prepare the way for all of Klal Yisrael to be able to follow suit and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be known and seen and felt through the mitzvahs that we do. This is the hachana for every mitzvah. It's the blazed path of dedication that we are able to follow, so that every time a yid does a mitzvah and dedicates himself, it's got that aspect of dedication of the akeda in it. We don't have the kavanas of Avram Avinu, but we get started on some good kavana. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all the mitzvahs we do and says, I see a little bit of that kavanah of Avram Avinu. I see a little bit of that kavanah of Avram Avinu in what my yidlach are doing. V'zehu shekosav hama'acheles. That's why the knife that he did not use but was going to is called a ma'acheles. And Chazal adairish, that it's a ma'acheles shebnei Yisrael oichlin matan schorah. The words in the Medrash are Yisrael oichlim ba'olam hazeh b'schus oisam ma'acheles, meaning that we are benefiting yet because of the ma'acheles. It's ma'achil, meaning it feeds us. What does that mean? Says the Sfasamis, it doesn't just mean the schus of the Akeda. It means that with the ma'acheles of Avram Avinu, Bnei Yisrael are able to say that their kavanos and their dedication has a little bit of Avram Avinu's dedication. And the schus then of having some of that dedication stays with us. That's ma'acheles. That's what he means when he says, ha'macheles shebnei Yisrael oichlin matan schara, when we do mitzvahs in that way, koyi zaracha, in the way Avram Avinu started, in the way we continue in the path of Avram Avinu.